Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature the music of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Well, Smokey's songwriting, alone and in collaboration with the other Miracles, set a standard in the 1960s. At the same time, the group grew in stature, along with the Four Tops, the Temptations, and the Supremes. Well, they followed Motown's orchestrated moves, from the Chitlin Circuit in the South to the American mainstream, appearing at swank supper clubs like New York's Copacabana. While the transition was not without its problems, the Supremes did great at these gigs, Smokey remembers. Their act was glitzy, but we were new at it. We were nervous. Psychologically and vocally, I wasn't ready. I was forced to sing songs I considered cornball, material that fell outside my character. Well, let's continue now with a song that I don't think is too much of a cornball. I second that emotion, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song. A Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Yeah.
Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Nothing so blue as a heart in pain. Nothing so sad as a tear in vain.
Well, that was Baby, Baby, Don't Cry. That reached number 8 from 1969. And before that, Yester Love, a number 31 tune from 68. And we started with I Second That Emotion, a 4 song from 1967. Well, you're listening to Motown Memories, and we continue to feature the music of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles this half hour. Well, the other major means to an audience, besides appearing on stage, was television. Well, Motown was relentless in booking national variety shows. TV exposure was one of the great keys to Motown's crossover success to the white audience. And no program was more important than the Ed Sullivan Show, a live broadcast during the United States on Sunday nights. Well, the first time we played Sullivan, Barry nearly drove us crazy, says Smokey. I love Barry, but he can be one of the worst worries in the world. We rehearsed until there was nothing left to rehearse. finally, when Ed Sullivan, a mystery man if there ever was one, came onto the mic to introduce us, he said, "Let's have a warm welcome for a great group of guys from Detroit, Smokey and the Little Smokies." Well, that's not quite right, but the exposure was right. Let's continue now with Doggone Right, right here on Motown Memories.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Anybody here see my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? Oh, he freed a lot of people, but the good. Can you tell me where he's gone? Oh,
Continue with Tom Fowler.
That's a song you don't hear very much on the radio anymore. That was called Point It Out, and that reached number 37 from 1969. And before that, a song that honored Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, and John Kennedy. That was Abraham, Martin, and John. That reached number 33 from 1969. Not quite a big a hit as Dion had with that same song. And we start off with Doggone Right, number 32 from 1969 also. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And coming up, a number one song from Smokey Robinson, The Miracles. Well, in 1967, Smokey had written lyrics to a track given to him by Stevie Wonder at a Motown Christmas party. The song became The Tears of a Clown, which languished for 3 years until, inexplicably, the song shot to number one in England. Well, he re-released it in America. The song went through the roof, becoming the Miracles' biggest hit ever, selling some 3 million copies and kickstarting the group into the 70s. And here it is, The Tears of a Clown, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fowler.
Impression. Give you the wrong impression. Really, I'm saying.
Wide Web. World Wide Web. At MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. To Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Starts to rise.
Well, that was the first number one song after Smokey Robinson had left the group. That was Love Machine Part 1, and that reached number one from 1975. And before that, the last song that Smokey Robinson had with the Miracles, I Don't Blame You at All, that reached number 18 from 1971. And we started out with that number one from 1970, The Tears of a Clown. Well, Smokey recalled that it seemed like we had done it all. We'd been around the world and back, and I was proud of the success. But man, I was tired of touring. I wanted to stay home with my kids. Well, he told the rest of the group, I love you guys, we're brothers, we'll always be brothers, but there is a time when even brothers have to go their separate ways. And so Smokey Robinson did, and had a great career on his own after he left the Miracles. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close, featuring Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.